Welcome to Nintendo World Report Newscast, episode 23, getting long in the tooth. Folks, you'll notice today that we have two absences. Andy Gergen was away because I assume he was killed by a bear.
Yes.
Yes. I think we can confirm that.
Confirmed.
Yes. And Neil Ronahan is just too friggin' good for us.
He is. Admittedly, he is.
He is. You know, he's a little uppity about that whole thing.
But he's right, so you can't really knock him for it.
That's true. He is better than us, yeah.
Yeah.
So the other voice you hear is last week's guest co-host. He's been promoted to full co-host.
Oh, my God.
At least for this week.
It Nathan is my happy Mustafa. Birthday. Hey, everyone. Yeah, I am excited. I just got off the high of Happy Birthday, Mart. And I'm ready.
I don't think there's gonna be anything that'll fill our hearts as much as Happy Birthday, Mark did.
No, nothing. Not even Christmas.
Although there's a light gun shooter we wear game that may fill that void.
Yeah, that'll cover the angst department, whereas Happy Birthday, Mark covered the joy department.
The joy department, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna go down the usual list of usual suspects here. We've got some news stories, not too many, because it's been a slow 2 weeks. Don't blame us. We would just make stuff up, but that would make us look bad, I guess.
A little bit. And
then we're gonna talk about what we've been reviewing, and then we might have a little tangent here and there. You know how these things go. We're not even being watched by Andy or Neil. They're not even on the sidelines.
Yeah, you never know when a little planned spontaneity will pop up.
That's right. And there's nothing better than planned spontaneity.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should be spontaneous.
We should do that.
We should. Well, let's jump right in.
All right.
To the news stories.
News.
Right up first, Metroid Other M will feature a theater mode, much like Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence's Existence disc, in which all the cutscenes in the game, of which apparently there are over an hour, will be spliced together and tied with a bow of pre-recorded gameplay.
And Japanese Samus.
And Japanese Samus, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. This seems to go in the face of everything Metroid has kind of been about, you know, the complete minimalist stories, and now you can just sit and watch the game.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
I feel the same way. I hadn't even really thought of it in those terms, but I think you're right.
It's so odd to me, and I guess, you know, it is a new partnership. They want to take Metroid in a new direction where you don't have to worry about aiming or anything like that, but man, just... I did not expect this.
Me neither. Maybe she'll start sneaking around and, you know, hiding in a cardboard box.
Well, hopefully it doesn't feature the things that Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker did during cutscenes where you could zoom in and layers of clothes were removed. And
haven't played that. Now I kind of want to.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that, but...
But no, this is a very strange thing for Metroid because, you know, previously the most cinematic-heavy game was Fusion... And nobody really liked that about Fusion. No. I don't even really like that about Fusion. You know, when she's going up an elevator and you're like, all right, now she's going to talk for 5 minutes.
Well, and then you have, like, the computer version of Navi just nagging at you the whole time. But that's, you know, that has nothing to do with story. But still, imagine the stuff pulled out of Fusion and just fused into a giant cutscene.
Right.
And I'm sure it'll be higher quality than that. But still,
yeah,
I've never thought of Metroid like that.
Me neither, and I've said it before, I'll reiterate that I am waiting for the game with bated breath, but a little bit on the edge of my seat about how much story I can take.
The biggest thing that has me worried is the control scheme. I can always avoid cutscenes, you know, if it lets you...
If they let you...
Oh, no, I mean avoid sitting and watching them in
you can go make a sandwich.
In like a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang style marathon. I can just, you know, I'm not gonna use that mode, most likely. Yeah. But I'm sure if they use them wisely and it's not Metal Gear, then I can play it. But
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is that.
That is that, is what that is.
Next up.
And then, excitingly, we have an announcement from Nintendo that they're going to announce something about the 3DS on September 29th.
Get ready for an announcement. Announcement.
So, I think they should have an announcement between this announcement and the next one.
Announce that the announcement is still coming?
Yeah, kind of remind everybody.
Do you think that in Twilight Princess, this announcement will be delayed in Twilight Princess fashion?
You mean the other Zelda game that's coming out, the Skyward Sword?
Oh, no. I guess, what Zelda hasn't been delayed, but yeah.
Yeah.
Will we see a delay of an announcement?
I'm sure we will. We may see a delayed announcement.
So. Now,
I can see that happening.
Now, we don't know if they're going to announce a U.S. release date at this time, do we?
No. But okay. I think it's going to be pricing.
Pricing and a date.
And the Japanese release date, yes.
Right. And now, we can't be completely certain that the pricing will be, you know, one-to-one analogous, you know, conversion.
Oh, sure.
So, really, we might come away from this knowing absolutely nothing. Yeah. For us.
Yeah, for us, yeah. You know, for everyone who, all the idiots who want to, you know, pre-order it, import it from Japan when it's probably coming out in North America day and date, or, you know, a week later.
Or soon enough, yeah.
Or soon enough, exactly. You know, I just don't even care about these announcements about the 3DS anymore. I just want to hear something about it.
Right.
That we don't already know. I don't even care about the release date anymore. I just want a price.
It's true. Yeah. We know we're getting it before summer. So I'm fine. I'm not on the edge of my seat for this. I really enjoyed what I played at E3, but I can wait. You know, I still have a bunch of stuff to play on the regular DS on my XL. So
yeah,
I'm not in a rush
Dragon
for this.
Quest 9. It's not leaving my DS for months.
No, and I still have a pile of RPGs just waiting for me, and there are new ones coming out this year. So really they can take their time. But yeah, maybe we'll hear something. Maybe not.
Yeah, that announcement might be delayed by an announcement delaying the announcement.
Yeah.
Let's see how many times we can get the word announcement into a sentence.
The 3DS announcement will be bumped to the next system somehow, like Twilight Princess. I don't know how they'll manage that. But
that'd be awesome. We'll see. We're delaying this announcement until the next E3 when we're going to announce the Nintendo 3DSi.
Oh my god. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's keep moving here.
Yeah, yeah.
Our show notes say something about Dragon Quest IX events, and we don't really know anything about them because I think everywhere has different dates, but
right.
Check your local listings for GameStop and Best Buy events.
Now, these are just awareness events, right?
Well, they're events where people can get together. And,
oh, they are?
Yeah,
oh,
you know, everyone who has Dragon Quest can get download new maps or something, you know, new treasure maps. Or play in each other's towns. It's more like, you know, when you download new stuff from Pokemon.
Right,
GameStop.
Right.
It's
now,
like
at least
that.
You can passively download Dragon Quest maps, so you don't have to go to the event. You can kind of skirt around to the refrigerators. And
yeah.
Not be seen at this thing.
Not actually go to the GameStop.
I can only imagine who shows up at
oh
one
my
of
gosh.
These. Yeah.
People who haven't seen the sun in months.
Yeah. Well, they could be from Alaska, in which case it's like the entire population.
It is. This summer's been awful, yeah. No, it seriously has. We've gotten more rain than sun this year. It blows.
Oh. Well, yeah. I live in Southern California, so I do not feel your pain.
No, you don't, and I hate your guts.
It was foggy this morning, and I was sad. And
damn.
that was like the worst weather event in months.
I couldn't see.
I could see the fog was kind of high up, but it was kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it burned off, and you got over it.
Yeah, it was fine.
okay, so check your local listings about Dragon Quest. How about NBA Jam? NBA Jam on the Wii is awesome, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now it's going to be on the PS3 and 360, and it's going to be free.
Oh. What version should I get?
Well,
but it's not completely free.
Not really, I guess. Do you want to play NBA Elite 11?
Oh, I was gonna pick up Cricket Elite 11, but I can only afford so many $60 sports games. And really, I have to get the cricket one, and then I have to get the curling one, and I don't know if I have time, just, you know, because I get really deep into the online modes.
Sure.
But, yeah, we'll see.
How about the game with the horses and the polo? Polo.
Oh, polo.
No. I've heard, though, that the horse steering is a little off in this year's game.
Well, this one adds Wiimote Plus, or WiiMotion Plus, so it's...
Okay.
The swinging is a little more realistic.
All right, well, that's good. At least there's something. Yeah.
Yeah, the Microsoft one uses Kinect, and one of the friends has to be the horse. That's kind of crappy, but yeah, I'm not going to be in the polo game
that
this year.
Wow. Well, or you could get an actual horse, but the horse couldn't be sitting down.
Oh,
it couldn't have
dreadlocks either.
Right. Exactly. That would screw the whole thing up.
It couldn't be an end guy foal.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, the whole point with this NBA Jam thing is if you buy NBA Elite 11 for the PS3 or 360, you will get a one-time download code for NBA Jam. It's basically going to be a bonus content,
which is
kind of thing.
Hey, that's cool. That's cool.
It is cool. Although two things pop into my mind. One, it could be a download game. And two, we're paying $50 for it.
Right. Well, if that's all you want, you're paying $50 for it. On the Wii.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I wonder if it's going to launch at full price.
Maybe.
I wonder if it'll be one of those $30, $40 games. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it, even though I don't really play or watch football. I mean basketball.
Oh, yeah. The
When's
one with
football
the rounder
season start? Ball. That's the only game I actually watch.
Yep. All right.
All right. So we talked about NBA Jam. That was a good discussion, wasn't it, sir?
Riveting. Riveting.
I enjoyed every second.
We talked about it so much that the internet exploded.
The internet blew up.
Literally.
The internet really wants NBA Jam.
It does.
As a downloadable content bonus feature of NBA Elite 11.
I think as its frothing demand continued, some spittle fell on the circuit, and that is what caused the internet to explode.
I believe you're correct.
I know I am.
I have no evidence to disprove you, so I'm going to say that's what happened.
Therefore, it is a direct evolution. The fully adult form of spittle.
There you go. Oh my gosh, that's awful.
Yeah.
I think I have a name for my one of my new Pokemon. The spittle. All right,
okay.
Last news story, promise.
All right.
You know those new Pokemon games that are coming out because they have to pump them out every, like, 6 months?
Oh, I was looking up the Pokemons on the Google.
On the Google?
On the Google.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Pokemon Black and White.
Oh, okay.
They're living together in harmony.
Ebony and Ivory.
That's
right. No singing. Okay.
No, I can't. I don't even know that song real well.
Me neither.
I just know that phrase.
I'd be lying if I said I did.
Yeah, yeah. You liar.
I know.
What was I going to say about it? Right, there's there won't be any Charmanders or Lotos or Swingles in this game. They're all new Pokemon from Black to Shining White.
Oh man. What are they going to make?
They're going to make Spittles.
Maybe like just a little viscous blob of spittle.
Yes.
The evolution is that it hardens. Oh, maybe everything's like liquids, and you know, then their gaseous form is their evolution. So you have
there
like,
you
I don't even know, like Oxygenmon or something.
Oxymon.
Oh man! But really, what are they going to make? Aside from like adding googly eyes to like a hybrid of a cow, they already did a cow.
They did a cow, Miltank.
They just have to start mixing them.
They do. Will it blend?
The starting Pokemon will be
Charmander and Feraligatr in a blender and see what comes
out. Exactly. Your starting Pokemon choices are going to be like Charquartle or... oh, no. I can't.
You fail.
I can't do it. Right, yeah.
I'm actually excited about this because I'm really sick of seeing the same.
It's true.
Pokemon
but will
in
you?
Games. And you know, in Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum, half the new Pokemon were just new evolutions of old Pokemon.
Right. But see, what I'm really worried about here is that they're all just going to be Falcos. You know, it's not Fox, but it's Falco.
Oh, I see.
You know,
I see what you're talking about. Yeah. It just whatever the next Charmander is, it's just going to be Charmander with a different name.
Yeah, yeah, like maybe a mustache and something. Yeah, that's
a
what I'm worried about.
Throbbing penis.
That was already included.
that was implied.
Yes, it was implicit. The implicit throbbing.
Have I ever told you my three? I might have to post this as bonus content on the forum thread. But one of the more horrible things I've ever drawn was a
let's make this bonus content.
We should.
I don't.
It'll be a surprise.
Because I don't want to hear it.
I'll give you a hint though. The basic form of this Pokemon's name is Dicky Dick.
Okay. That is. I'm nipping this in the bud. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, new Pokemon. I'm happy about it. One wonders if
will there be a new game for the new Pokemon?
Yes,
I wonder that
and
too.
And will you be able to somehow transfer your Platinum, Pearl, Diamond, whatever into Black and White? And I guess Gray would be the third one.
Maybe.
Pokemon Charcoal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Well, anyway, Pokemon. Yay.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Pokemon.
So look forward to that.
Look forward to that. We'll have more news as it becomes available.
We will announce our announcement of more news right here, like as you just did.
I just announced it, and then you announced it.
I announced your announcement. Now, if we look into a mirror that has a mirror on the other side of it, this will form some sort of recursive announcement, and we'll never get out.
I'm watching my Sim Watch TV.
Do loop announcements.
So what have you been reviewing, Nate?
Well,
Dragon Ball
Origins 2. And
so it's the second origin.
Yes. It is. Previously there was an origin, and in that origin another origin was announced, and that was Origins 2. This is the origins of Goku after he has his origins in the battle arena type thing, like the super ninja Olympics or whatever he did beat at the beginning of the game. I'm actually
you just spoiled Inception, sir.
Oh crap! The thing falls. It falls. And yeah, so in Dragon Ball Origins 2, you start out as the young Goku, just set off into the world by himself. He's out to find all of the Dragon Balls. Yeah, so you start off looking for the fourth Dragon Ball because it is a trinket from your grandpa. And pretty much Goku follows the typical video game character path, you know, like, oh, there are bad people, let me kill them because you asked me. So let me put, you know, let me take my life in my own hands. I am a child up against machine guns and let's go fight. But
well, the machine guns, I mean, really, do they really stand a chance against flesh and blood?
Yes, because I've died numerous times, but that was more my own stupidity, because it's actually a pretty fun game. I think, were I to be...
What kind of a game is it?
It is a top-down brawler, and the graphical style...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, the graphical style is really nice. It's kind of got that cartoony look to it, and the game is structured episodically, so each little mission is kind of a vignette with its own... most of them have little self-contained stories, and then they're weaved into the larger story. It seems like for a junior high kid, maybe, that likes Dragon Ball, that this would be a good thing.
That would be the target audience, yes.
Exactly. So I think they're doing a good job, or they did a good job with it, and I
will... Is it shallow if it's a brawler, or do you just mash the A button kind of thing?
It is a little shallow. There, I have sort of a tactic that I use repeatedly, because there's a dash button, so... And there's no limit to how much you can dash, so I just kind of dash up, hit people, do a combo, dash away, and that will get you through just about anything you encounter. So
nice.
But it tries to add a few little puzzle elements. It has the classic Pokemon / Zelda sliding around on glass puzzle, or, ice.
Old classic.
Exactly. It was a little easy, because, again, I don't think it's out to stump you. But it's cool that it does put a few of those little Zelda-type elements into it. I kind of wish they had gone more in that direction, because you have the option to control it with the D-pad, and the combat's actually really smooth. So I can see them using that kind of system for a more action-oriented Zelda DS outing. But
so you're saying, if I understand you...
Dragon Ball Origins 2 is better than Zelda.
I want to come down there and kiss you. By which you mean Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks, right?
Yeah, no, I don't actually think it's better. I think it's better...
No, of course not, but it has the potential because it has the D-pad control scheme.
Right, the control scheme. Were it ported to Zelda, would make Zelda better, I think.
Wow.
Because really the combat's so much more fun. You have the option to do touchscreen controls and combat if you want, but really, I like the buttons for combos and stuff like that.
I do, too. Yeah, I do, too, Nintendo.
Yeah.
I do, too, James.
We are pissing off all sorts of people here.
We are.
Yeah.
Soon we'll be pissing off more people.
Yeah, maybe. With a little planned spontaneity.
Your country.
Two, maybe. Yeah, but
yeah.
I was surprised. It's not like I was expecting anything crappy, but... I was just surprised with how much I'm actually enjoying it.
That's always nice.
I wasn't really into Dragon Ball when I started the game, and I don't foresee myself getting into it. I've watched probably like half a season somewhere down the line. I watched people floating in the sky screaming at each other as they progressively grew buffer and gained larger hairdos. But
that's about half the episode.
That was the entire episode I watched, and then that was also the next episode, except they dashed at each other, bounced off each other, and then went further into the clouds.
But they didn't really move when they were dashing. The background just made a wavy
motion. What they actually do is they have the Japanese anime characters have had the secrets of Kirby Canvas Curse for years. They can just drag their 2D environment past them at will. So that's what they do. And then it turns into like warp speed, hyperspace streaks.
Right, but it still takes them 10 minutes to hit each other.
Well, you can spend a long time in hyperspace and not even know it, and you come out as young as you were, and all of your friends are dead. So, they never focus on that, because by that time, a similar world has repopulated itself, or maybe they're just they're just in limbo.
Yeah,
maybe.
Or it could be like that Futurama, where they just go so far forward in time that they witness the birth of a new universe, and everything just kind of resets.
Yeah, it makes itself the same.
Yeah. I can see that.
That's what happens.
And it must happen every day in Dragon Ball Z.
As someone reaches for his ramen. All right, now we pissed off more people. Awesome.
I don't think you can piss people off about the quality of Dragon Ball Z.
You would be surprised, man. Go to Borders, go to the graphic novel section, and look at the people that are inevitably sitting on the floor. Those are who you just pissed off. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Now you're going to make me go on a tangent. We have a Barnes & Noble and a Borders here. The Borders is like falling apart. Nobody goes
same
there
here. Same here, yeah.
Actually, you know, they tried to sell themselves off 2 years ago and nobody bought them.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, the company. Well, Barnes & Noble actually, I found out today, just put themselves up for sale or are very near putting themselves up for sale.
Oh, okay.
But in the last few years, our Barnes & Noble has... progressively shrunken the actual graphic novels section.
Yeah.
As the manga section grows.
Right. But
from what I can tell, nobody's buying these books.
No, they just come and they sit there and read it.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Because the shelves are always totally full.
Yeah, they're...
It's not like people are running in and buying them.
No, they come in and they sit on the floor. They put their messenger bag down. Oh, well, I have a messenger bag, so I just made fun of myself. And they always seem to have one. And they just sit there and they're like, oh, this one has a nurse in it. And yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, it angers me because, you know, there's so many graphic novels that I want to read or buy, and Barnes & Noble's philosophy seems to be, well, more people seem to like Bubblegum Crisis.
Right, that's true.
Batman.
But then again, they also sell John Grisham books, so they are committing crimes in multiple areas.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
You know, they have no history section there, basically.
What's weird to me is that they'll shrink wrap a Batman graphic novel, but the Toshin Book of Breasts is wide open for anyone to read.
Well, that's because someone ripped it open, but...
I'm sure that's probably true.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, it's funny that they put the book that someone's more likely to actually go and buy because they have money, but yeah, they shrink wrap that one. But maybe it's to keep it safe for you. You don't know what is flying around in the manga section.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
So, Zach, what have you been reviewing? Let's just...
I've been reviewing... Yeah, let's just move on.
All right.
What else can we say to piss people off? I've been reviewing Dive, the secret of Medes Island. I hope I'm saying Medes right. But It's a diving game. You might say it's a side-scrolling endless ocean.
Ah, the trailer caught my eye. So do tell more.
Caught mine as well.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as quest geared as Endless Ocean. Have you ever played an Endless Ocean game, or specifically 2, which is good?
I played Endless Ocean 1, and I cruised around the ocean listening to Swedish death metal.
Well, all right. Well, it probably accomplished something.
It was a fun game to me.
Well, the second game, I listened to the in-game soundtrack, which I liked. It included very surprisingly little Swedish death metal, from what I recall, but lots of Celtic music.
Really? I thought it was just like Enya or something.
Yeah, kind of Enya, Celtic-y.
Okay, I get enough of that in the car with family, so. Anyways.
That's right, Swedish death metal is the devil.
It is. Yeah, okay. Continue.
Anyway, the game is actually, you know, Endless Ocean is all about quests. You know, there's like 8 quests at a time that you're trying to complete. Well, this game is only 1 quest, and that is get rich.
Nice.
By which I mean find treasure. And what you do is you point the pointer at the screen, and you hold B, and your diver will swim towards the pointer.
Okay.
And that's a cool way of doing it.
That is cool. Yeah.
And it's actually incredibly simple, but it works, and you just kind of turn off your brain and try to avoid giant mutant eels and sharks.
See, the only thing that worried me about this game was that my least favorite levels of any platformers are just consistently the swimming levels. Like Mario, I can't stand them.
I don't either.
Yeah. I always skip those. I use the flute. So, I will get the flute just to skip that. So...
This game, since
the whole game focuses on it, it does it right.
I wouldn't even really call it a platformer either, because you're not landing on anything.
That's true. Yeah, but the swimming levels in Mario generally aren't platforming either.
Yeah. Well, this game is, you know, it's maybe sort of like the swimming levels in the original Mario Brothers. In that, you're swimming from point A to point B, and in between... there are really aggressive lionfish and jellyfish everywhere, and the biggest friggin' sea anemones the world's ever seen, and sharks, and more unusually aggressive lionfish.
Now, can you kill them, or is this, like, pacifist mode?
You can. It's actually kind of funny. You have a spear gun that fires tranquilizer spears. But when you shoot the animal with the A button... they're clearly writhing in pain, and then they disappear.
Yeah.
As
the shark stops moving and water stops passing through its gills, It's just sleeping, honey.
But it's like when they gave you a tranquilizer spear gun in the Tomb Raider Underworld. You're like, whatever. You're just killing it with a tranquilizer.
Yeah, or in junior high.
But no, I like it. It's good. It's fun because it's really just a game about exploring the ocean and trying not to get bitten in half by sharks. And you just find treasure and you use the money from the treasure to upgrade your equipment, which lets you dive deeper, swim faster. What else do? You increase the ammo count of your spear gun. So really it's just like about progression like that. The problem is that by the fourth map, if you're really good at exploring stuff, by the fourth map, you've maxed out all your stuff.
Oh, okay. And so, out of how many maps again?
I don't think I've played till the end of the game, but there's quite a few.
Okay.
I know there's more than I've gotten to, and I'm on the fifth map.
Okay.
But
you're essentially all done with the...
Yeah, I'm basically done with all the upgrades.
You caught the carrot, and you're still running for some reason.
I am.
Okay.
You know, it was a good carrot. Maybe there's more carrots.
That says something about the environments and the exploration in game. So
it does.
Yeah.
The only other knock I'll say against it is that the tile sets across all the levels are fundamentally the same.
Oh.
They try to play with darkness. You know, like the deeper you dive, the darker it gets. So you have to use your flashlight.
Okay.
Which, by the way, because this was developed overseas, they call it a torch, which is hilarious.
That is awesome.
Underwater.
That's cool.
You know.
No, I approve.
Okay. But you're underwater, and it's a torch. I just think that's funny.
I approve.
Okay. But, yeah, all the levels are basically the same. It's just same tile set, same enemies, but the only difference is that, you know, they're laid out differently.
Right.
So it's almost like they could give you a level editor, and you could make your own level using the same methods they did, which is fine. You know, it's a download title. It's not going to... It's my bar is not very high for download games.
You haven't played Happy Birthday, Mart, sir, apparently.
I haven't, no. Well, no.
Who are you to talk?
That's true.
You've not sat on the apex of downloadable games and looked down at the the horrible masses.
At the scrap heap below.
Yeah. That's the wasteland.
How much is that game?
$5.
Is that... maybe. Maybe.
Well, let me give you a sneak peeker of the review. No.
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 All right.
No. Unless you're like going to kill yourself or something and want to make some sort of weird statement. And they just find you like Elvis huddled between the toilet and the bathroom, except no syringe.
Happy birthday
Mart's music just blasting. And a little rabbit yelling, yee-haw.
This game did this to this person.
I cry myself to sleep now, and I don't know if they're tears of joy or hatred. That is how bad it has gotten.
It's the self hatred, I think, that drew you to that game.
actually, it was the Newcastles, but that's fine.
Well, Dive is good. I think if you like exploration-based games, you should probably go out and get it. We'll cover it a little later in the WiiWare. But first, you know
awesome.
What?
What?
You know what? We talked about NBA Elite 11.
We did.
We know that thanks to Neil's tireless efforts, we now know every frigging thing about Madden 11 on the Wii. But you know what? It just feels like something's missing in this episode, you know?
Here's the deal. We're not up on the hip sports, right? We like more niche sports. And really, that is our problem with sports talk. And I think we should have our time in the sun to speak about the sports we enjoy.
We should.
We did talk about polo a little bit, so that was exciting.
What
else is good?
You know what I've heard is a good game.
Hmm.
And I know a little bit about it.
Oh, okay.
Is cricket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do tell. I'm I know a little bit about cricket, so maybe we could bounce some cricket knowledge on.
We'll bounce things off each other. This will be an educational experience.
Yeah, it's edutainment.
It is. It is edutainment.
All right.
Well, Nate, from what I understand, cricket is what you might call a bat and ball team sport.
Okay.
Many variations exist, but its most popular form is played on an oval-shaped outdoor arena known as a, get this, cricket field, at the center of which is a rectangular 22-yard, which, for you English listeners
yeah,
out
please,
there, is 20.12-meter.
Dang, you're quick.
I know.
For a guy that looks like dinosaur bones. Yeah.
I know. That's where it comes from.
Okay.
But this rectangular pitch is the focus of the game, sir.
Okay, well, you haven't really said anything about the game, but, you know, each game or match is contested between two teams of 11 players each. So, yeah, so basically one team bats, and they basically try to score as many runs as possible while the other team bowls. And it's not like Wii bowling or anything like that.
Oh.
And they also field, so kind of like baseball, while trying to dismiss the batsman and thus limit the runs scored by the batting team.
Now, I assume the dismissal is something like...
It's like a strikeout.
Oh, okay. I'll keep going with what I know about this. Tell me if I'm right or wrong here.
I will.
Well, when the batting team has used all of its remaining batsmen within the available overs, the roles reverse, and it's now the fielding team's turn to bat and try and outscore the opposition?
That's right, Zach. Yeah.
Okay.
I know you.
Okay. I'm always a little shaky
right,
on that point.
Because you can't really play too much cricket up there in the dark or the snow. And then you do it in the day, maybe a moose comes and gores you. But, like.
There have been 27 moose related cricket deaths this year alone.
Goddamn.
Fuckers.
I am scared for my trip to Canada. But.
Yeah.
One of the things that is nice about cricket is that there are also variations in the length of a game, so you don't have to play all day.
Thank God.
Yeah. It's not like basketball or anything like that. In professional cricket, this ranges from a limit of 20 overs per side, also called 20-20, to a game played over 5 days, which is considered the highest level of the game and is called test cricket.
Well, you got to be on top of your game to play for 5 days straight.
It's like the Quidditch matches that went forever.
Yeah. Why don't they just find that? Why doesn't everyone just find that stupid golden thing?
It's shiny.
You know?
Yeah, it's shiny.
It's always got to be hairy. Well, I know that depending on the form of the match being played, of course, there must be different rules that govern how a game is won, lost, drawn, or tied. For example, I know that the rules of two-inning games are known as the laws of cricket and maintained by the ICC and the Marylebone Cricket Club.
That is abbreviated as the MCC, of course.
That's true, of course. You know, people who are more familiar with the sport would just say MCC.
Compare to NBA, NFL.
True, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Well, additional standard playing conditions for test matches and one-day internationals augment these laws of cricket.
Okay. Well, you know, my favorite version in... It's an indoor version of cricket. It matches just 6 players, and it lasts for 12 overs. So,
wow.
A little more brief than the standard
kind
game of 20
cricket,
overs.
Cricket mini.
Yeah, cricket quickie.
Yeah, or like our awful version of football up here. You know, we don't have actual football fields. That's why we don't have a professional football league in Alaska.
Right.
Or team. We have X football.
Okay.
In which you can throw a pass and get a touchdown.
Okay.
It is played indoors and nobody goes to watch it.
I'm not too into football. I've been following cricket for a while. It was actually first documented as being played in southern England in the 16th century.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and by the end of the 18th century, it had developed to the point where it had become the national sport of England. So really, this is a huge deal to a lot of people. And I think it's a crime that we really haven't focused on.
Not at all. You know, I mean, the expansion of the British Empire led to cricket being played overseas, and by the mid-19th century, the first international matches were being held. And today, the game's governing body, the International Cricket Council,
ICC,
it has 104 member countries. My God.
That is so many countries. That's more countries than in North America.
It's over 100 countries.
Yeah. Well, okay, look, the greatest popularity in the test-playing countries, the greatest popularity is in the test-playing countries, which is, of course, the most hardcore version of cricket.
Of course. And it's the five-dayer.
Look, cricket is the world's second most popular sport after association football.
Wow.
So really...
And that's soccer.
Right. For the layman, soccer.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, cricket, its nickname is the gentleman's game.
And it really is.
It is. It is delicate.
It is delicate. And just so people know, if you've never played cricket, if you've never seen a match, you know...
It's really, it's an outstanding sport.
It's a mixed gender game, although... Each gender has separate competition.
And it can be categorized.
NBA and the WNBA, you know.
Yeah, they categorize it separately into team and bat and ball. And it's played with cricket balls, cricket bats, a wicket, which I believe is a kind of blender, and stumps and bales.
Bales, yes.
Bales.
Can't forget the bales.
I never forget
and
my bales.
Play it on... Go figure.
The cricket field.
The cricket field. Yep.
Yeah. It was played at the Olympics.
It was played in the 1900 Summer Olympics. And it's a crime that it has not been adopted as a formal sport of the games.
It is. Really, we kidded earlier about playing, MCC 2011. But
right,
it doesn't exist.
No.
I feel like I need to take a break.
This conversation should act as a wake-up call to game developers.
I think so.
We've had enough FIFA. Everyone's sick of soccer. All right? Football. We need a game.
Listen, Zach. Okay, look. I'm going to stop you from stepping on other people's toes. This is the gentleman's game. I think we should just wrap it.
Exactly.
Wrap it up with that. Let's take the high road.
We should be gentlemanly about it.
We've put the information out there. We've sparked interest in thousands or four readers, listeners, and we've done it. This is all we can do.
I think we've done enough.
Developers will hear.
They will.
Yeah.
And what say you, Queen of England? Ooh! Well, I think that says it right there.
It does.
That's all we needed to say. Oh, now she's running off to find her corgis.
Okay.
Truly, our time has been well spent here today.
Why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we talk about weekly downloads?
I believe we should.
That sounds good.
We should ruminate on this conversation.
I'm going to stew about this for a little. Well, this will be offline. Okay.
All right. We are back.
Back.
We're back with a bang.
That was such a long break. Two hours we spoke about the gentleman's sport.
We did.
But now we're on to, you know, what others would consider greener pastures.
Exactly. And woe is to them.
Yes.
Because first up in the WiiWare downloads is... Actually, you know, I should say that this looks like the greatest slot machine video game on the Wii ever made.
Yeah, that's kind of like when you have one sister and you say she's your favorite sister. Right?
Right. That is. That's true. Okay. Yeah. You have no other recourse. It is.
Yep.
The sound you're hearing is fantasy slots.
Yeah.
Adventures, slots, and gaming.
No, wait a second. That was something else. Yeah, that was
for Face Pilot.
No, that was an actual slot machine. No, I think the sound that people will be hearing now is the sound from Fantasy Slots WiiWare trailer.
Oh, okay.
Should be. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling the disco right there.
Yeah, just the crappy club music with that horrible noise.
It makes me feel like I'm in a casino right now.
Makes me feel like I'm rolling around with a glass of beer or something and enjoying myself.
Right? Hanging with the ladies.
Yeah. Fantasy Slots.
Fantasy style, baby.
I hope this is the in-game music. The irony of this game, it looks like maybe about 10% of it is actually comprised with slots. The rest,
maybe 10%.
Maybe. You're tapping monkeys in a Duck Hunt style game. You're catching coins on a burrow's back in a basket. You're slicing fruit as it flies through the air. You're shooting cannons at octopi.
Huge octopi.
You're also...
And this is the best part coming
in
up.
In an animal style, Animal Crossing, not animal style, Animal Crossing style thing, you can unlock 3 VIP suites.
Three of them.
3 VIP suites, all featuring a billiard
and
stable.
And view them.
And view them. Well, you can use your winnings in the virtual store to purchase in-game items. So I'm really hoping I can buy a Moe head for my VIP suite.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wait.
Need some more tiki stuff in mind.
Oh, you can buy a large jungle mask and mount it on the wall.
There you go. But the thing is, you can mount it anywhere you want.
Anywhere.
Because buried under the thin veneer of slots and monkey shooting and cannon shooting and fruit slicing is a deep interior decorating sim.
Deep. It
deep.
I don't know what there is to say about this thing, man. Like, what is this?
You've got...
What were they thinking? Like... Someone had to think this was cool.
Well, no, somebody had to say, you know, I don't think slots are all we should do. We also have to do this monkey shooting game.
They were sitting on the couch. What if you could shoot monkeys?
Yeah.
That was it, man. Done deal.
It was. That was the impetus for the whole idea.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it was the monkey idea that came first. Maybe somebody said, let's make a monkey version of Duck Hunt. And somebody else said, we really need some slots in there.
Maybe some slicing fruits.
Yeah, I think somebody across the office said, I'm working on this interior decorating game.
Yeah, in which you can unlock 3 VIP suites. So.
Right.
Dude, this...
You know, they just smashed it all together for 700 Wii points.
And they put it out.
It's
I'm stopping
John
the
Games.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. And, yeah. It, coming...
Big John Games, man. I gotta give it to them. They have made... The best random crap game on the Wii.
It looks pretty random. But,
it does.
You know, and really the shame is that when they went through the trouble of making so many mini games, they did not once consider the gentleman's sport. But enough about that. I can't talk about it. No.
The pain is too great at this point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's
talk
about
the next game is
Deer Captor.
It's Deep Captor. Deer Captor.
I think it's called...
I actually didn't find a trailer for
Deer Captor. And that can be a... over audio, that can be a frightening name. So let's specify. It is called D-E-E-R Captor. It is not a game about Stockholm Syndrome. It is about... it is about capturing deer. So...
Well, we think. It might not be.
I looked at some screenshots. There were deer.
Oh, okay. Well, fine.
And the game is called
Deer
Captor.
Well, it's by Axis Games.
Okay.
It's for 500 points. So if you want to capture a deer without injuring your vehicle, you should purchase Deer Captor.
Apparently, you can use the Wiimote to move the camera. So just games are putting features
like
these.
That's all you need to know.
They need to be commended. And yeah.
Now, here's the thing. It's not like they might be the first ones to do that.
What? Oh, no. I thought you meant just make a game about capturing animals. So maybe.
Oh, no, no. Please, capturing animals, dime a dozen.
That's true.
I captured
that is a common. That is a common Pokemon. Power fantasy, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
Is stuffing harmless animals in burlap sacks and then beating said sack with...
It's just asleep. It's just asleep.
It's just, it's a It's a tranquilizer tire iron.
I think I saw a shotgun. So they're sleepy pellets. Okay, that's enough about Deer Captor. Really, what is there to say?
What more do you want? What more do you want?
Especially when the next game, Metis Island Secret.
Dive, which I just reviewed.
Right.
And if you want to hear more about it, press rewind.
Yeah, and listen to our discussion about the Gentleman's Sport. And then,
yes.
Yeah, you might as well just keep listening. Just listen all the way back to this point.
It is by cut. You know what? I think this whole podcast, we should edit out the rest except for the Gentleman's Sport.
I think not.
All right. Well, this game, this dive game, is excellent. It's 1,000 points. Well worth. It's a bargain at twice the price.
A bargain at $20.
It's by Cosmonaut Games. Huh?
A bargain at $20 is what you're saying.
And that is what I am regretting saying.
I point my finger at you and cry, liar.
Okay. If this were on the Summer of Arcade, it would be worth it. Maybe not $20.
I could see myself wanting to get this with nicer graphics. Not that the graphics don't look appealing.
I'll bet this is much longer than Limbo.
Maybe, but I like Limbo.
That was just a shot at Limbo. Cheap shot.
Shot across the bow. Okay. Yeah. We have to piss off as many people as possible. For those that haven't stopped listening. So if we assume that four listeners, yeah.
Yeah, we're down to our last two, maybe. And they're extremely tolerant.
Yeah.
Well, the next game was my favorite game that I
Speaking of tolerance.
This is Heavy Fire Special Operations. It is by Taeon, and it costs 500
it
points.
It is Modern Warfare Light Gun Edition.
It is the Modern Warfare 2 Light Gun game. It is Ahmed McCreed.
It is a guided first-person experience.
Through the Middle East.
The whole trailer looks like a Battlefield 2 montage that a junior high put together with a song that is replete with tons of tood.
It's the song that plays during the military commercial in the movie theater.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, this is literally a light gun game in which you... Although there was that one cool part where you're in your helicopter. It's clear that they are trying to make a Call of Duty Modern Warfare game.
Just pare it down into a light gun game and give that kind of setting... And it looks like they're going for that kind of experience, and I don't know, but...
You know, more power to them.
Shoot.
You know, I'll say this. For 500 points, I can see people buying this.
I could, yeah. And really, the music in the montage just kind of taints what's going on. I hope that's not playing the whole time, because really that was obnoxious. I know I'm picky about music, but that was obnoxious. So
it'll be like that Aerosmith game where that Aerosmith soundbite plays just over and over and over again.
Yeah.
What game am I thinking of?
I don't know.
The shooter?
Happy Birthday, Mark. There's...
Yeah, Happy Birthday, Mark.
Rabbit
yeah.
Yeehaw. But yeah.
That's actually all the WiiWare game that's come out lately. Yeah. So there's Dive, which is good. Yeah. And Heavy Fire, which...
Unknown, but...
You know...
Maybe if you like light gun games, this might be worth a try. At $5, you know, like you can
at $5.
You can go down to the Dave and Buster's and easily spend that much on a crappy light gun game. So
you can, yeah.
Why not?
Dave and Buster's, man, I wish we had those up here.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't
well,
really.
DSiWare, of course. We wear for DSi. Our first game is Match Up.
I will give you $10 if you can guess what this is about.
I'm guessing it's about. Matching things.
Wrong. It's about explosions.
Oh.
The game, little description, highlights the fact that it is explosive. But, it looks match three. Just standard.
Okay.
Yeah.
With explosions.
With explosions.
Okay, so you match three.
With explosions.
And then your face explodes or something.
Right.
Yeah. All right. It's by Digital Leisure, and it's
$2
points. So
if you like matching colors
and explosions,
and explosions, and attitude.
Now the next, Now the next game actually looks sort of maybe good.
Yeah.
It's BlazBlue Super Melee Action Battle Royale. Now I want to preface this by saying that BlazBlue is a fairly popular 2D fighter for the HD systems, and it's been compared to the I'm gonna forget the name of it. Games like Darkstalkers game, and that game with all the kind of metal
Guilty Gear
characters. Guilty Gear.
Yeah, I like the music.
It's been compared to Guilty Gear. Yeah, I do too. Actually, Guilty Gear is a good series, yeah. But it's really technical, and BlazBlue is more technical. But BlazBlue Super Melee Action Battle Royale
looks not technical.
Looks like
top-down brawler,
Super Smash Bros. Yeah. Lite, and it's kind of BlazBlue babies, like Muppet babies.
Yeah. My one concern is that the constant screaming of little Japanese noises would maybe get on my nerves as my cat character
you
ran
clearly
around.
You clearly never played Mega Man 8.
No.
Good.
I didn't. I got stuck on Mega
Everybody
Man 2.
Everybody is
keep playing
voiced
that game.
By a little girl.
Really?
Mega Man, we've got to stop Dr. Wily.
Oh my god, that sounds like Chaos Wars or something.
It's really awful, okay. Yeah. But no, this actually look for. I mean, 500 points, a little Smash Bros. Thing. I'd go for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it looks It looks at least unique for the download service. So
it does. One wonders if it has multiplayer.
One does. One also wonders why the newscast host did not bother to look that up.
Yeah, we were busy talking about cricket.
The gentleman's part. Next is Hints Hunter, by Circle Entertainment at 500 points. A game about hunting for hints. What I want to point out is the dichotomy in the first, in the couple of sentences in the description. You know, so first thing it tells you, you may think you're clever, but can you solve all of the 40 plus stages? The very next thing it says is, Hints Hunter is an easy casual game.
So, yes.
Can you defeat it? It's easy. So it's the ultimate throwdown. Are you good enough?
Oh,
because
gosh.
This game is for babies. Speaking of games for babies, pets, dogs, family?
Oh, yeah. You know, this game, I watched the trailer for the PSP version, which I guess is the same thing.
Right.
And it looks a lot like Nintendogs.
It does.
I mean, a lot like Nintendogs, as in, I wonder why Nintendo is allowing this to happen, looks like Nintendogs.
Yeah.
But if you like pets games, you know, in this game you can make your dogs have sex and have baby dogs.
No, it's not a feature. Everyone that paused the podcast and downloaded it, sorry.
No, it's more.
Oh my god, is it?
It's more like Pokemon.
Okay.
You don't actually see them. You don't actually see them have sex.
So they.
Oh my god!
So Scruffy likes Sparky, and then you come back, and there's an egg.
There's an egg. We don't know how it got here, but when we came in, your dog was holding it.
Just put it in your bag. Walk around.
Yeah.
In tag mode, and
go to the bike road.
Yeah, go up and down that one route.
the
one
land.
Giant one after you beat all the trainers. Yep.
Yeah.
Everyone did it. And
I'm still
and
doing
everyone's
it.
Doing it in pets, dogs, family, apparently.
Yeah, and then I wonder
is
if...
Is that why
if
it's called
puppy...
family?
I wonder. It is, yes, because your dogs can have a baby. Multiple babies, actually, and then you can train the babies as you would
it's,
parents.
Okay, let's put a stopper on this because there's more pets horror coming later.
There is!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's even better!
Yeah, let's save it.
All right, we'll savor it. All right, the next game is, wow.
This scared me.
When I saw this, I thought it was a survival horror game.
Yeah. I think Neil in the notes wrote, this is actually really effing awesome. And underneath it, I wrote, this is actually really effing horrifying.
It's called Face Pilot. Fly with your Nintendo DSi camera.
Right.
By Nintendo. for five that 100 points.
1,000. Oh my god. So someone would buy it. Game. Someone would do it. Yeah. But
for 500 points. So this is you could almost call this you could almost call this a spiritual sequel to Face Training.
Yeah. So it looks like Pilot Wings, but your steering device is that you try to keep it looks like it puts a helmet around your head, and as you move your head, that is essentially moving a steering wheel. Or adjusting the tilt
of
your hang glider.
Are you moving your head, or are you moving the DSi?
It is hard to tell from the trailer.
Well, either way, you're just trying to pop balloons, and you're actually flying. I thought this was kind of interesting. You're flying around the island that's Wii Sports Resort is on.
Yes, it is immediately recognizable.
Wii Island. It is, and your face in the game is a hideous.
Oh my god!
Hideous 2D image.
Yeah. Well, no. Did you see at the start where it renders it?
Yeah.
It kind of looked like...
No, I saw that.
It looked like frightening.
It did. Because it's this 2D image that they try to stretch around a sphere.
Yeah. Or it wasn't really a sphere. It looked more like a diamond or something. But
Yeah. And my cat ran out of the room when that happened.
Yeah.
But you really just steer the DS around so that your guy in first person pops balloons.
It's a balloon popping game.
It is. So if you want to pop balloons with your face,
rather catch crystal monsters.
You know what? I would too. This game actually looks kind of good.
Really? Yeah, actually.
Maybe.
Yeah.
For 500 points? Come on. It's Pokemon.
Points, yeah. It is Pokemon.
But it is by Gameloft, and that's a warning label.
Well, Gameloft, what happened with Gameloft was they found a mysterious island, and on that island, there were mosquitoes. And inside of the mosquitoes, the mosquitoes that were embedded in Amber, there were all of the video games ever made, and they've slowly but surely been cloning them.
That's true. That's true. But this is very clearly Pokemon.
Super. They just put out that...
Down to the menu system for battles.
Yeah. Well, they did just put out that Castlevania clone that I actually bought, but...
Was that any good?
It's good. The thing that really irks me about it is that you can't hit candlesticks for hearts or anything like that. Or, you know, the game does have stuff like that, statues and all that, but... The candlesticks don't work. So it's just...
So just by instinct alone, you're whipping candles.
Yeah, I'm trained to jump and hit candles, and this is every time. Man. But yeah, Crystal Monsters is in the same vein. Pokemon clone. It is the Kirkland signature of Pokemon.
The overworld stuff looks like Dino Hunter, or Dino King. Dinosaur King.
Well, I never played Dinosaur King. I think your view is tainted.
It is. It is. It has dinosaurs in it. But Crystal Monsters looks okay for 500 points. Like, if you can't afford
Pokemon,
a used version of Pokemon, maybe get this.
Save your
money and get Pokemon.
Get Pokemon used or something. To be honest, I would rather do that. I would recommend that over getting the off-brand Pokemon.
As would I. This is the Costco brand Pokemon.
Yeah, Kirkland Signature.
Let's be clear. All right, well, next one is Puffins. Let's Race by Other Ocean for 500 points. I didn't see a trailer for this.
I saw some screenshots, and it looked like Mario Kart with Puffins hovering over the ground. Oh. Magical Puffins.
So they're not in carts?
No.
Nor are they really sliding along the ice.
They were hovering.
Hmm.
So.
Did it at least look good?
I don't want to completely judge a game by its screenshots, even though it's hypocritical of me. But I don't know. I don't know how smooth it is, or how fun the power-ups are, or, you know, how well the game is balanced, which rubber banding is always an issue in Mario Kart style games.
Yes. So. Yes. And one wonders, you know, what kind of power ups would a Puffin use?
I think you get a Puffin shot. The powerful Puffin shot.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, the next game, you know, this can be seen as kind of it, obviously day and date with Pets dog's family.
Right.
This is Pets hamster
family. With a Z, mind you.
That's right. We're not really making that clear. The word Pets and dogs and hamsters all end with a Z.
Are all appended by Zeds.
Yes. That gives it more street cred.
Yeah.
There's nothing the homies like more than to gather around their hood and play Pets hamsters family.
And the thing is, I think this is like the speed version of the game, because we all know hamsters multiply a lot more quickly. So maybe,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe they just like flood the house and it's the survival horror thing where like like you're going up the stairs
it turns into Katamari Damashi, where the hamsters are just in this giant ball with your house. And you have to roll them around, gathering up other Pets family members.
Maybe, or maybe it's a mafia game. The family. Never know. Swimming in the sink. The dishes.
Swimming in the toilet
Swimming with
bowl.
The dishes.
Swimming with the dishes. Oh, my gosh. It is, it's actually, oh, it's the same. It's the same price as Pets Dogs family. They're both 800 points, and they're both by Ubisoft. Or Ubisoft? Ubisoft, maybe?
Ubisoft.
Never really understood.
It's French. They're French.
It is.
So no matter how you say it, they will turn their noses up at you.
They did appreciate the gentleman's game discussion.
No,
though.
They did not.
It's no, that's true.
It is the
we did it
national
all wrong.
Sport of their
rivals.
Yeah, their rival.
Well, the last game on DSiWare is Absolute Brickbuster.
The definitive Brickbuster.
Yes. If only it didn't end in that E. it is by Tasuke for 200 points. I am guessing merely by the name that this is a hardcore version of Alleyway.
It looks like a yes, right. In this case, I will judge a game by its screenshots. And seeing as I just got Alpha Bounce, I think I'll stick with that. They're both AB as well.
Are they both, like, cell phone games?
Alpha Bounce is cool. I enjoy the, okay. Not really heavy, but the present role-playing mechanics. So, yeah. RPG elements.
They're there.
RPG elements.
There we go. Yep. Well, guess what? The Virtual Console actually came out this past two weeks with
was
something.
Was it Pilot Wings 64?
Of course
not. Was it
not.
Chrono Trigger?
That'll never
was
happen
it
in a million
Fantasy
years.
Final Fantasy 6?
No.
Oh.
No. No, it was actually a little known, largely poorly received mid-90s platformer called Arrow the Acrobat, in which you're in a bat.
So
in a circus.
Yet another famous marsupial on his adventures.
Bats, of course, are not marsupials, I'll have you
are
know.
They? Not?
No, they're placental mammals.
Oh, my knowledge deteriorates.
he wears a mean red suit, though. I'll give him that.
Okay. Well, maybe there's a pouch in the suit.
Fine.
Yeah.
Maybe there is.
So, maybe.
I actually played this game way back in the day, and I remember thinking it was pretty mediocre.
Okay. And that was compared to,
you know,
other
Nintendo
other games of its style.
Dime a dozen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mascot-based SNES platformers.
Okay.
Not as good as Plock, let's say that.
Well.
Have you ever played Plock? No. Plock is a friggin' bomb.
I didn't have an SNES.
Wow. You should buy one just to have it and then buy cheap games.
I should. I've been
tempted to
do that.
You know why you should do that? Because Nintendo has abandoned the Virtual Console.
See, I'm always worried at this point about batteries dying and things not
true.
Working, and the Virtual Console is so convenient and really.
You know, they have those third-party Nintendo, Super Nintendo things now that the patent is worn out.
Oh.
Yeah, they have.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. Patent. I've seen those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They work. I mean, they're pretty nice. I've thought about getting them too because my NES has died 10 years ago.
To be honest, I have a computer, and if there's something that I cannot buy on the virtual console, then I will play it through the wonders of technology.
There you go.
So,
Well, Arrow the Acrobat is 800 points. That's about right, and it's a Sunsoft game. So maybe this is just part of Sunsoft's. You know, they did Blaster Master.
Yeah.
And they seem to be releasing their back catalog.
They modded the original controls to use the B button. So you have to...
The what?
The B button on the Wiimote, so you have to strain your hand.
Yeah. I'm sure you do. That's probably true, yeah. You have to jump with
no,
B.
No, it's not true at all, so we're just... Is that slander or libel? I don't know.
I don't know. I think after that mistake in Overdrive, they deserve it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, let's move on to retail releases, of which there were three.
Do you wish your Wiimote was smaller?
I have very tiny hands.
I thought you did. You sounded like a man with dainty hands. So.
Yes. It's hard for me to eat Burger King burgers.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. So the newest Wii remote, the third-party Wii remote, I don't know who it's made back by. But the ProPack Mini controller.
Somebody
made it.
ProPack Mini, yeah.
And
I looked at this. It looks pretty kind of nice if you do have small hands.
Yes. Maybe for your kids?
Yeah, for the kids. It's, the minus and plus and minus buttons have been moved down by the speaker.
Oh, which would be convenient. You know, yeah, and I kind of talk poorly about this, but my favorite GameCube controller was actually the mini one. Mad Cats.
Oh, yeah.
I actually liked that one a lot more. It felt easier to get everyone needed on the controller. So,
I'm shocked that it worked coming from
Mad Cats. It doesn't work anymore. Now that I try to play Melee, my character just runs eternally to the left. So,
nice.
Makes me fail. Yeah.
And that is why you cry.
No, I cry for Happy Birthday, Mark.
I opened myself up for that
one.
Yeah,
you did.
I did. It's $50 if you want an adorable miniature Wii remote and nunchuck.
Yep. That would.
I think there's a post about it on the site, which is NintendoWorldReport.com.
Where you can also find coverage of such great releases as Disney Sing It Family Hits. Which, if you have kids, this looks cool. So.
It does, that's true. It looks like SingStar with Disney songs.
Yeah, and it actually plays a cartoon out behind it. So you're not just singing at a blank screen. Like, you're
right.
Watching the cartoons that you enjoy, I guess, if you're a kid, and singing with it. So,
you know, it's funny, during the research portion of our pre-game show, I didn't realize I was watching it until I watched the Italian version
That's what I watched.
Of this game. Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
Actually, a habit of mine is going to YouTube and looking up old Disney songs in other languages. Believe it or not,
nice.
One of the songs from The Lion King, sung by Scar, is hilarious in Turkish.
I'm going to watch that right after we finish this episode.
It's almost as good as the Aladdin
Turkish
song
Scar.
In French. So,
well, Disney's Sing It Family Hits. If you like Disney and you like singing well, what are you waiting for?
Do it.
And the final game is Ark Rise Fantasia, which I'm sure James has either bought or pre-ordered by now.
I was considering it.
Looks like a. Oh, really?
Yeah. I made fun of it last week for looking like a PS2 game. And then I recalled that
it does,
I like PS2 games. I'm playing Rogue Galaxy right now. So,
well, I watched a video on YouTube of the Japanese version, because that's all they had, of a boss fight that lasted 12 minutes long. I didn't watch the whole thing. I thought, wow, lasted 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's not that strange. So, considering...
See, this is why I don't play those kinds of RPGs.
Yeah, I do tend to like the more portables, but, yeah.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Looks
like Dragon Quest IX.
Nice. But it looks like if you want this kind of game on your Wii, you're not getting anything else. So...
Not for a while.
No. maybe you'll get Dragon Quest X. So get yeah. this while you're starving.
There you go. RPG fans, this is what you get.
Yeah, which
Darkrai's Fantasia.
Really, there hasn't been that much for Japanese RPGs in the States on any console. So
no, that's true. Yeah. Well, there are some coming out, like The Last Story and some other game, right?
Right.
I forget.
The End of the World Last?
Yeah.
Final?
That one.
Battle? I know which one you're talking about. Was it? Oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's it. So, that's the whole show, folks.
I commend you if you're still listening.
Oh, me too. You know what?
What?
No. I was gonna rip on that. We need to talk about football.
No,
but
no. We have antagonized.
That ship has sailed.
Far more than they antagonized.
Well, that was episode 23. Nathan, thank you for being here with me today.
I love making abominations.
As do I.
I create Pokemon in my spare time.
That will be bonus content. Let it be known. You will be able to see the full evolutionary line of Dicky Dick.
And with that, goodbye, everyone.
And with that, we bid you adieu. And I'm recording.
We'll clap.
No. Recognizing my microphone, which is always good. Andy, if you're hearing this,
oh no,
you are. We're going to clap again to indicate that we are going back.
He's not even
online
of the NBA Jamster.
You're calling. I don't either. It happens sometimes.
Now it's on two different tracks. Are they both running?
All right. I am recording. You are recording. All right. At the count of zero, the implicit count of zero, we will clap. Ready?
What can we do?
Five, four, three.
All right.
Two.
Let's do it.
One.